This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Supreme Court really is unique. It's supposed to be above politics. It has to be, and it should stay that way.
President Obama nominates Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court on Wednesday. So that long or short list of candidates, finally someone gets a shot, but probably not much of one. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So did the earth rumble underneath the White House? Not really, because as expected, Senate Republicans have already said, no go, brother. We're not doing this. We're not doing this this year. There's so much opposition that Garland is not going to even get any kind of a shake whatsoever. He is the chief judge for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. He was actually appointed back in 97, by President Bill Clinton. He's 63. Obama had actually looked at him once before, but those seats went to Sonia Sotomayor and the other justice, Elena Kagan. So they both went through and got appointed. Garland, who has an interesting resume and was actually part of the whole Timothy McVeigh deal, has an impeccable record. Depending on who you talk to, he's either a little bit liberal or he's not liberal enough. But he is likable. Even Orrin Hatch said that he liked Merrick Garland back in 2010 when his name was coming up. He's now served 19 years on the D.C. Circuit Court, and that's really this probably considered the second most important court, I would say. He was a federal prosecutor that led the investigation against Timothy McVeigh, which I mentioned. And he kept in touch with the victims and their families throughout the case, and even after, he was still in touch with them. Garland knows the other justices very well, including Chief Justice John Roberts. They've known each other for years, but I could go on and give you the skinny on Garland, but what for? He might be a safe choice in one sense, but he's not going to make it through the process. Orrin Hatch now has even said that he feels the Senate should wait until next year to consider a candidate. Like I said, back in 2010, he called him a consensus nominee. But this is a different political climate. It's at the tail end of Obama's term. And it has already been said by many, many of the Republicans, listen, next guy in, next person in is appointing the justice, period. I mean, that's it. Sally is listening to us in Washington State on 1450 AM. Hey, Sally, how have you been?
Good. I want to weigh in on this Supreme Court justice bit.
Do it.
Okay, I listened to it today, President Obama. And I thought he's got an ulterior motive. He really wants to shut down Gitmo. And I think it was discussed before Scalia passed away. And I think that he figures if he can get a fifth guy on the Supreme Court, you know, so that there's a 5-4 decision, and then when he can bring him to the United States, which I don't think they should. As you know, I'm a Gold Star mother, and I don't want to see these detainees come
right
to the United States where they'll get all kinds of rights. Because, and the reason I really feel that's his ulterior motive for wanting a Supreme Court judge, I know some people said because he wants to come against the Second Amendment and other things, but I think it's to get more detainees. And he let 5 of them go, as you know, 5 of the worst for Bergdahl. And I really think that's his reason, so that when he leaves, he can pardon them, and he's got the, you know, 5-4 decision in his favor on the Supreme Court. However, the second time I heard him speak today on the radio, I heard him say, well, who should I vote? I mean, who should I appoint? I think he said it like that. Who should I appoint? And I thought, okay, I got two choices for you, Mr. President. How about you pick Senator Ted Cruz? He knows the Constitution backwards and forward.
Mm.
And if you don't like that one, how about Ted Nugent?
So you know you would never go in that direction. But, yes, I've heard that conversation before, especially with Cruz. But Cruz, as you know, Sally, definitely has his eyes set on the presidency, but we're seeing what's going on with Trump. But no way would Obama ever appoint either one of those. However, depending on
why
who comes... Yeah, why not? Because not quite liberal enough, not on the menu for Obama. But you know what? It's interesting you say, especially Cruz's name, because if Trump were to get around the party politics, and we see what's happening as he's on the road to amassing not enough delegates, but a lot of the delegates, if he became the nominee, and let's say he became president, let's do the if game, boy, he could look at Cruz as the nominee. He could.
I think that'd be wonderful. I already planned what I would do if he was if I was Trump and I got to use people that were running as candidates. I would put Dr. Ben Carson in charge of the veteran hospitals. He would be wonderful. He would turn those, because our vets need to be taken care of. And if I was Donald Trump, I'd make sure that the list makers who let our veterans die be fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
Yeah.
For letting our veterans die. But Ben Carson in charge of the VA hospitals. Ted Cruz on the Supreme Court. I don't know who he'd choose for. Well, he might choose that guy from New Jersey, Chris Christie,
yeah,
the vice president. Rubio. I think, you know, I liked Rubio, but, you know, he didn't have enough on his resume for me, okay?
Yeah.
And I would put him as Secretary of Defense, which John Kerry is, because I think Rubio would be outstanding in that job. Do you know what I mean? About,
yeah,
defense.
Yeah.
And then Kasich, after what I heard that, I don't know if you've heard this, I heard George, he took money from George Soros. I heard that he is now in favor of the illegals coming here. I don't know. I wanted a governor from the beginning, and he was the last one, and he disappointed me, if that stuff's true about him.
Yeah, some of that is true. Some of it's true, yeah.
So what's true? What
the
did
Soros,
I say?
The Soros thing is true.
That's really true? He did,
yeah.
So that's sad. That's very sad. And then they're talking today on the radio, because I listen to it all day long. I don't have TV. I listen,
yeah,
to the radio.
Good.
And they were talking about Paul Ryan. You know, if there was a brokered convention or,
yes,
however they say it.
That he would be, that'd be a possibility.
Oh, my gosh. What they're going to do is they're going to get Hillary into office, and I am leaving the Republican Party. I was disappointed in Mitt Romney for bringing this out. But if they cause, by their arrogance, which I call it arrogance, you know, I think it was arrogant for the Bushes to run a third Bush. I mean, come on, that's arrogance. They could have used all that money to help one of the candidates. No, they had to have try another Bush in the White House. And I don't want another Clinton in the White House. To me, she's unfit because she let our soldiers die.
Oh,
she didn't lift a finger to help them.
Yeah, the Benghazi thing.
Mm-hmm. I told someone the other day, if she had lied to my face like she did those Gold Star mothers, I'd be in jail for assault.
Ah, Sally, what a way to end this. Thanks for the call. You have a hardcore opinion like Sally, and I'm going to talk about the Paul Ryan thing. She's right about that. 855-266-5283. Meet me on the flip side.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I think Hillary will be the nominee. I think she'll win. But I think Bernie will work hard to bring the people who have been devoted to him on board.
Chuck Schumer, the longtime senator from New York, says Hillary Clinton's the one. Sally and others would just be beside themselves. Hillary Clinton thought it was hers in 2008, and along came Obama. She's wanted to be president for a long time. I have a colleague who is a friend of the Clintons and has said that constantly, you know, that would be the topic of conversation, let's say, years and years and years ago. So she is the presumptive nominee for the Democrats. Okay. Because Bernie Sanders is not going to be the guy, and you heard what Chuck Schumer said there. Donald Trump does not care about the establishment. He is on a mission. This is where he's going. People are looking at Donald Trump. People who didn't like Donald Trump at the beginning now like Donald Trump because they're tired of the same old, same old. So Super Tuesday was super, super good for him. He didn't win Ohio, but he won Florida and won other states that he could put in his back pocket. But still, when you look at the math, it's not good as far as claiming the exact amount of delegates. So as he goes toward the Republican nomination, and it looks like the chances to have him slip and have the rug be pulled out from underneath him are waning, one of the things that Trump did was said, I'm not doing the next, you know, we're not doing the next debate. We don't need another debate. Forget the whole debate thing. And he pretty much said, listen, because he knows that there's actions taking place in the Republican Party, the machine, the establishment, to not have him get this. The momentum behind the scenes is incredible. Even though he's got the momentum,
on the campaign trail. It's shocked the Republican establishment. They underestimated Donald Trump, and they put it aside, kind of belittled it, thought it was kind of a joke. Now they got to deal with Donald Trump. He's dominating the polls. He's dominating enough in results season. So what is the plan to try to defeat him as they get closer to the Republican convention? Well, they're leading the charge of the anti-Trump effort, trying to unravel him as much as they can, unravel the Trump brand, period. But now you've got Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, endorsing Trump. You have Ben Carson endorsing Trump. You have others that are starting to line up on the opposite side. In other words, really helping to try to push him in that direction. And the foes that want to see him go down are not going to give up. I mean, they're not going to give up. It's not, the anti-Trump people are not getting the results that they hope they're getting. I mean, millions of people are coming to vote. Millions. Eye-popping totals is what we're seeing in these primaries. So I don't think you can ignore the candidacy. Can't ignore it. I think the anxiety people are feeling for whether it's what's happening with health care or a myriad of other issues, debt, the economics of the unemployed or underemployed, because I think it's way higher, the illegal immigration problem that's never addressed. It's always part of the angry, brimstone, fiery speeches, but it never is solved, or it's not going in the right direction. So the Republicans are in denial. I don't think they believed. They had no idea Donald Trump would get this close. I said this the other day. Think about this. Just think for a second. I want you to take this little magic carpet ride with me for a second, right? You're sitting on the carpet. Your eyes are closed. I know. I'm not a therapist. You're sitting on the carpet, your eyes are closed, and you can take that carpet anywhere and hear a conversation. The real inside dope on anything, what would it be? Well, I really would want that carpet to go in a couple of different directions. But like a genie, you only have three places. I tell you, one of the places I'd want to be is I want to be in the middle of the smoke-filled room, hypothetically, to hear what the conversations are about Donald Trump. What are the conversations about him getting this far? You know, the guy who helped get Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio elected, who joins our show frequently, Corey Lewandowski, said he knew that Trump had something that was unique and special, and the rest of the political world, he says, refused to believe him. But that Trump was deadly serious about a presidential run way back in the early days of 2015 and was pretty confident he could win the Republican nomination. Lewandowski is saying that. He's saying that, you know, he wanted it, he knew it, and that's the deal. That's the deal. And if you go back and you look at his donating history, and he does say, Trump does say, that he's donated to all kinds of politicians, because you have to do that, and that's what he's done over the course of his career. But what's really interesting, as far as being a top Republican donor, he started to cut some checks in 2014, especially to the Republican Governors Association. He maxed out to the Republican National Committee. So, you know, he got a call every single September from the Republican Party chair, Priebus. And now he's the guy. And I think it's just too much to swallow for the machine, because it's not what they, you know, it's not what they wanted. I think they're appalled by some of the things that have happened along the way, that there would be some point where he would unravel by some of the things that he said. And he's not unraveling. He's not unraveling. Right? But were people challenging him in the beginning? No. Because I think that the belief was that he didn't really have enough steam and he wasn't going to be there. He certainly would have never been there in Iowa or New Hampshire, but look where he is. And look at the numbers he has. If Trump gets the nomination, do you find that a personal affront? Is that appalling to you? Or do you think it's a good thing? Even if there are certain characteristics about Donald Trump you just don't really like. I think people are embracing the New York arrogance and some of what he said. And then other people are definitely repelled by it. But he's getting the numbers. He may not have the full delegates, but he's going to have certainly have a lot of them. And what's that convention going to be like? It's going to be chaotic, is what it's going to be. If you want to weigh in, you can, 855-266-5283. If you weren't embracing Trump in the beginning, do you feel like you want to embrace him this time around? And not Paul Ryan, because John Boehner backed Paul Ryan for president. He said Ted Cruz is a Lucifer. But Paul Ryan has said he's not going to accept the GOP nod at the contested convention. So they're already saying, oh, yes, we're going to have a contested convention. He said, I won't take it. I don't want it. He said he's grateful for the support, but he's not interested. He won't get the nomination, and he believes the nominee should be someone who ran during the year. And it wasn't him. And I don't think he will. I would stand by that statement that he's saying. I think he's not going to do that. Because the speculation is he would be the compromise candidate for the GOP establishment leaders concerned about Donald Trump. He would be the perfect scenario to Trump. He said he's happy where he is. No. He said it over and over again when he was asked. He said no, 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 no. Other names have also been suggested, including, well, maybe Kasich. Governor Kasich is the compromise, and he won his home state of Ohio, and Ohio plays such a big part in the presidential elections. That would be my second carpet ride. I would like to be in Priebus's office while he fields calls all day long. Coming up, pound the digits, 855-266-5283, and we're going to hit the mailbag as well. You're in the
furnace, I'm wondering. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm escaping from Alcatraz with this music. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How is it in your world, America? Hopefully you're doing well. I guarantee there is some kind of political buzz. I have not come across, I'm not kidding you, I've not come across a person yet, younger, older, in between, that hasn't said something about the election to me, hasn't talked about it, not even knowing what I do for a living. Today I was at a studio and there were mostly, I was at a TV studio. They were mostly millennials, and I was with a cameraman and he was a millennial, and he said, did you vote? He asked me, did you vote? He said, I'm not going to tell you who I voted for because a few people got upset with me. And I thought, wow. It seemed like it was a mixed bag. There were some millennials that actually want Donald Trump, and there were some in this office, others that would say, because it became this giant discussion, not over the video we were shooting, but everything else. So it seems like just in daily life, this is the most, and I know I always get excited, because, you know, my thing is, go and vote. People have died for us. They have shed their blood for this country so that we can live in a democratic society. And as somebody who's had the privilege of living all over this fantastic country, I have lived with all of you. I've been in almost, not every city, because that would be impossible, but I've been in almost every state, and I've lived in every single region of the country, meaning like the Southwest or the South, the Southeast, the Northeast, the Midwest,
East, the West. You get my drift. The Pacific, Northwest. So I've been there, and I've had the pleasure of doing that. That was like a career choice early on, and that's the brilliance. It's the different kinds of people we come across, but that we have choices. And because I've taken the show to places where they don't have choices, I've told the story before, so if I sound like I'm losing it because I'm telling you a story you've heard before, like, no, lady, not this story again. I went and covered the Mexican elections, the pre and panista parties. You know, that was the two parties. And I went and I interviewed the governor of Chihuahua, and I was with a cameraman, and you know, it was a quaint little circle that the plaza that was downtown, and then they took us out to where people were voting, and oh, I was shocked. Machine guns everywhere. Not that I was necessarily shocked by that, but that the people were in fear of voting, and there was ballot boxes that were being stuffed. Not good. It was not good. And I saw this when I went to Ecuador. I remember the people I was with telling me, you know, here's my voting card. They showed me their voting card, and they were proud of it, but said, you know, there's people that don't vote, and if you don't vote in our country, pretty much forget it if you want to take that flight to Miami and go shopping or go visit America or whatever if you're not voting. So you have to vote. You are forced. We have choices. If you want to sit on your hands and complain and not vote at all, you can do that. We don't have state-run media. Even if you hate some of what you hear in the media, you can turn it off. But if you live in China, they pump that stuff into your head in your living room out of a squawk box. It's ridiculous. I can't even put myself in the shoes of other people that have to be forced to live that way where it's glommed down their throat. So the one thing that is exciting to me is that people are passionate about it. You're passionate about what's going on this time around. And there's a definite audible that's being called. And the audible is, we're sick and tired of being dictated by party politics across the nation. I don't care what the political machine thinks. I don't care on either side, because trust me, it's working on both sides. This is why I was always such an advocate for a third party, not because I thought, oh, let's jam on new parties. No, because the system was so broken, it seemed, in the way our process works. So now Donald Trump shocking the Republican establishment, which they didn't look at the signs of what was happening, so he wins Florida, North Carolina, Illinois on Tuesday. Now we could have this brokered convention deal. Can you imagine? And if somebody else gets it and it's not Donald Trump, I mean, he may be right. It's a brutal forecast because I abhor violence. I would hate to see that, but, you know, the signs are there. If he's not the guy, his prediction could be right on. When I decided I was doing this show today, I thought, you know, maybe we'll talk about the Supreme Court. I'll get some other people on who know this this judge. And then I thought, no, we had a guest on that could talk about it. We had Byron Henry, a constitutional scholar, to talk about Merrick Garland. But you don't want to talk about that because we know that's a dead deal. There's not going to be any parting of the Red Sea, right? No, that's not going to happen. So that story is relegated to who's next, who's got next. And Donald Trump could have next, unless the party gets in the way for the Republican nomination. And Hillary Clinton has it for the Democrats. Still would be stunning if she did not get it. This would be absolutely stunning, right? By the way, I just read a story before we headed into the studios here in our plush studios in Dallas, our satellite facility. Before I did that, I read a story in the New York Times about Trump. Say, and the story basically said, because Rubio left, that really leaves Trump with the path to the delegates, because you think of, what about his delegates and where do they go? So he should have enough to secure the nomination, but it's not assured. But he's in a strong position to get it if he maintains his current level of support in the remaining races. He should get it. He would need key states. He would need California. He would need Arizona. He would need New York to get the number that he needs. If he loses California, he could miss the delegate cutoff. But California could be should be winnable for him. But, you know, you got a lot of voters who could throw their way to Cruz and Kasich. I do not have a crystal ball that tells me that's a for sure thing. I do not. In fact, I have a very super, super conservative friend, a longtime friend from Battle Creek, Michigan, who lives in a place called Westlake Village in a suburb of Los Angeles. And she's assured me many times she wants nothing to do with Trump, doesn't want to hear about it, thinks it's ridiculous, and will not vote for Trump. Instead, will vote for Kasich or for Cruz. That's one California. But how do the rest of them feel? How do the rest of them feel? The key states are some of the ones that I mentioned. If he gets those, then he's in. And that's it. He's in with the nomination. In as a president, different story. What happens with the Democrats and how do they mobilize around Hillary Clinton? I mentioned in a previous show that millennials who often don't vote, the youth vote, but if they go out and vote, they're all saying that they would vote for Hillary Clinton, even if they really liked Bernie Sanders, and that they had friends who were independents who would vote for Hillary Clinton. But how accurate is that poll? Because the older people in this country primarily make up the voting class, I'll call it. Not just talking about voting, but actually going out and voting. And I personally, I like it. I think it's a big deal. I always go on the day, no matter what's happening in my world, I vote. And I say this all the time, there's no excuse because you have absentee ballots, people. You can do the absentee thing if you don't feel like going out to the polls. And so it seems that I have eaten up the mailbag seg. And what we'll do is in our next segment, we will check the mail. We've got a couple of letters, interesting emails, really, from people like this one, Roger, who says, Kate, the suggestion, I like Dan. Sometimes he goes off way too right for me, but I do like him. I think he has a good sense of humor, and I like his relationship with you on the air, how he teases and jokes with you. And I think other people, no matter what their politics, probably see that. But he is crazy if he thinks Obama would ever be on the undercard of Joe Biden somehow getting the nomination, which would not happen. I think you nailed it more than anything. Michelle Obama is the queen in his world, and she wants nothing more to do with Washington and the politics that she's already gone through already. And by the way, was asked if she wanted to run for president, and she said, no, I understand. Yes, I think because of the Hillary Clinton thing, somebody did ask her that. She was at South by Southwest in Austin on Wednesday, and she said she has no aspirations for the presidency. Hang with us.
Valuable possession. Your mind. I was thinking about that. John Glenn, the space journey and all. He said that when you're in space, you lose muscle mass and a foot.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Travel to Cuba now. It's wide open. I just saw something where I saw this U.S.-Cuba thing, 7 nights, $999. And the, what's interesting is since that lane has opened up, you've got some pretty intriguing deals going on in the travel industry. I'll just say this briefly and then jump to the mailbag. But because I have family that live in Tampa, a group of Tampa Bay people have spent now some time in Cuba. They spent Wednesday getting ready for their what they're calling the trip of a lifetime, because they're going with the Tampa Bay Rays on a trip to play a game in Cuba. And there's going to be 50 Rays fans on this trip, which they're on the trip right now. And some of them are saying their reason they're going is they're going to trace their family's roots, too. But, boy, it wasn't cheap. To go on this trip, $3,500 a person. Whew. But Cuba's a country where very few Americans have gone, and the Rays will be the first Major League Baseball team to play on the island since the Baltimore Orioles did in 1999. The president is going to be there with his family during this visit, and he's going to be the first sitting president to visit that country in 88 years. President Obama announced plans to loosen travel restrictions saying allowing Americans to take people-to-people trips on their own instead of the tour groups. So now those kinds of things are happening, right? And that's going on, you know, as we speak. This is what's happening. That's what's getting ready to happen anyway. The baseball trip and the families and all of that, and the people that are going, the families that are going, who are also going to be able to hook up with some of their families. I think that part, for many of them, that's got to be pretty. It's got to be pretty amazing to be able to see family they haven't seen, and to be able to go to Cuba, which is like a throwback to the 50s, if you look at the cars, and et cetera, that they have there, and just the bits and pieces that we've seen of Cuba. All right, enough. Let's go right down the rabbit hole and read some of these emails that you've sent me. Let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, yeah!
They're saying, just get to the email, lady. Just stop it. Get to the email. All right, Tricia says, Kate, love the show. Have to tell you, I'm not excited about anyone running for president. I'm disappointed. I heard you one time say, we have such brilliant people in this country. How come we don't get better, smarter, well-informed people jumping into the race for the presidency? And then you answered your own question. Oh, yeah, you got to schmooze, you got to be able to raise money, and you have to get backing from people who will try to push you to the top. Yeah, it's pretty tough to be the, I am a citizen who cares about this country, I've been involved in local politics. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's like lawyers. How many lawyers jump into this game? A ton. Washington is all about lawyers. Every third person you meet in Washington is a lawyer. It's like you go to L.A., every third person is an actor. Well, same thing in a different way when you go to Washington, D.C. All right, let's jump to Roger, who says, I'm appalled at the nonsense being pulled by the Republican Party in their efforts to try and stop Donald Trump. It's just ridiculous. If the people have spoken, Kate, and this is what they want, then so be it. If the delegates are there for Donald Trump, he's the guy. I hope he is, if nothing else, because I'm tired of the so-called string pullers deciding who's right and who's not right. That's why we had Romney, for goodness sake, the last time around, and they were trying to push Jeb Bush down our throat, and he was never the right guy. There you go. The Republican elites were the ones who do not want Donald Trump. You know, but they didn't pay attention to what was going on. They didn't pay attention. So this is what's happened. This should be, if it is Trump, it should be Trump then. I agree. Absolutely. Here's another one from May in Sarasota. I love you guys in Sarasota. She says, hi, and a big hug from the people of Sarasota. Kate, ridiculous what's happening on the Hill with the Supreme Court nominee. I will tell you, I am a Democrat, but I have been a Republican in my early days. However, I don't understand all the consternation over Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. He's not even controversial. In fact, there have been some of those Republicans in the past that embraced him. Now this poor guy gets caught in the middle. He was all emotional when he was nominated, but his nomination is just child's play because the Republicans are definitely not going to act on it. Yeah, meaning they're not going to do the process, go through the nominating process. I mean, you look at his record, and he does seem to be moderate. I mean, to me, I went back and I looked, and moderate is kind of the word. I mean, if you look at some of the future cases coming up, it'd be interesting to see where he would fall on the. I mean, it doesn't matter because the Senate, under our Constitution, the Senate has to decide, has to consider Obama's nomination. But that's it; they don't have to do I mean, they don't have to do anything with it. So there's not going to be any history made here. It's going to be a block is what it's going to be. Politics, that's it. Politics are absolutely playing a part. And so he had the little ceremony at the White House, but it's not going to go further from that. Obama said when he was announcing his choice from the Rose Garden, the one name that has come up repeatedly from Republicans and Democrats alike is Merrick Garland. And Garland was pretty emotional, when Obama gave him the microphone. He said, it's the greatest honor of my life. He was teared up when, other than my wife agreeing to marry me 20, you know, years ago. Obama said, I would take this process seriously, and I did take this process seriously. If he was confirmed, there would be no diversity, obviously, in this pick. He's a white man, 63. He does have the skins on the wall, but again, it's not worth going too deep on it because he's not. It's a gridlock situation. It's not going to happen. Even if he's friendly or knows Justice, you know, John Roberts, they both clerked for Henry Friendly, and they participated in cases together on the D.C. Circuit when Roberts was there, but it doesn't matter. This one is from Jess, listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Kate, I've listened to the show now for, gosh, about 8 months. I love the fact that you aren't stuck on the same old, same old. I'm sure it's costly in a sense. If you were like the other white men that were on the radio, you would just pound to death the same subjects over and over again. That makes me laugh. But I do like the fact that you do talk about other things, not just constantly the same politics. I wondered, on that note, if you happen to see that Frank Sinatra Jr. died. I did see that. You know, people forget this. I don't know what I was watching. This was a long time ago. I saw an old story about the Sinatras and his life and whatnot. And there was that moment where, as a kid, Jr. was kidnapped. And the FBI and everybody was on notice, and he was a wreck. And but he died at the age of 72 of a heart attack. Looked a little like his father. He was 19 on tour when he was kidnapped in 63. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.